How's everybody doing? Are we okay? No one's okay. Has anyone had pastry or cookies? Sweet. So you've still got a few minutes to grab a pastry and a cup of tea. But for anyone who's sat in their seats, I've got a big pot of questions and I can come around and ask you some thankfulness-based questions. I see the quaking in some of your boots. Some of them are nice, I promise. If you're wondering what on earth is going on, we've got a bit of a Thanksgiving-y kind of service today. So if you brought some food, then there's some food in the middle here. Add that to that. Oh, Paul Brown is getting straight in on the questions. Now, there is a little color code. You're a bit older, so you could go for a green one or you could go for a pink one. Green or pink for Paul? It's just to try and, you know, help us out. Well, that looks like a yellow one. So that's the only one you can't take. He's doing well here. I shouldn't go to a colorblind person, should I, for a color thing? he's not. All right, you've got a would you rather question. Go for it. Open it up. Ooh. Okay, so they're thankfulness questions. Are you more thankful for slugs or wasps? Wasps. So wasps because they're pollinators. Nice, nice, nice. Anyone else want to fancy taking a little dip in the thankfulness questions? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. You can take a yellow one if you like. Or a pink one, if you want a would you rather. There we go. Okay, your yellow one. What have we got? Okay, what is something that you're thankful for at school? Now, I might, you know, in your school setting, what are you thankful for?
Maths.
Thankful for maths. Good work. You've got some plaudits there. Anyone over here fancy a little dip in the thankful bucket? No? Shameful. All right, I'm going to come over here then. We'll find some more fun people. Feel free to continue grabbing a cup of tea. Sam, get in there. Yellow or pink for you? Oh. All right, fine. You've got an old person question. What we got? What is something that you're thankful for in your workplace? Which is why it's an old person question. stick it back in. Grab another one. Stick it back in. So spoilers, that's coming for one of you guys. What we got in the pink one? Okay, what are you more thankful for? Oh, man. Brussels sprouts or courgette?
Brussels sprouts.
He's thankful for Brussels sprouts. Oh, I don't know about that. That feels like the lesser of two weevils, doesn't it? Anyone in this row fancy a little dip in the mailbag? Go on, jump in there. You can go pink or green. Here we go. What do we got? Okay. What is something that you're thankful for in your workplace?
Like, I'm a student now, so yeah, so I don't work. Yeah, so well, I'm thankful for life, family, yeah, and for my coursemates. Yeah,
I'm a pro. That sounds good and thankful. I like it. Well done. I'm still walking around. I'm scaring people. I'm on the hunt. Don't. No. I'm finding you. I've got one especially for Stu. Oh, where is it? Here we go. What part of your body are you most thankful for?
I would say that I've still got my foot.
Thankful.
It is missing a bit.
Thankful for the foot. Excellent. That's good. Here we go. We're coming over this way. Super. I'm going to grab one of you band people in a minute as well for a thankful. Oh, I see him. You're on. Okay. You're a yellow or a pink? Pink, please. Okay, that's a would you rather, but like a thankfulness. Are you more thankful for chocolate or ice cream?
Chocolate.
Do we agree? I'm very thankful for both of that. Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay, a pink one or a yellow one for you? Here we go. We got a yellow one. What have we got on there? Have you ever been given a present that you were really thankful for?
So
many presents, we don't know which one to be super thankful for. A present's good? A bike? Wow, a bike is a pretty good present. Excellent. Good work. Anybody else fancy it? Oh yeah, here we go. We're coming over this way. I'm running now. Yellow or pink for you as well? Look at this. It's treading on toes there, sorry, Monier. It's a pink one. Okay, what do we got in there? Are you more thankful for cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs. Oh, I don't want any, to be honest. I've never eaten them, never liked them. Yeah, I'm going to the band. I said I would. Come on then, band. Who in the band is Oh, come on then, Tim. In we go. You're green or pink. Green or pink. Here we go. Ooh, what do you thank God for most often? Oh. It's a plant, isn't it? It's an absolute plant. That's terrible. Okay, I've got time for it. I'll do a couple more. Who's going for it? You going for it? Fantastic, get in there. Yellow or pink, perfect. Oh, throwing it everywhere. What we got? Okay. Oh, what skill do you have that you're thankful for?
Riding a bike.
Ooh, riding a bike, that is a good skill to have. Excellent. Are you fast? Have you crashed? Yeah. I had a realization like not long ago that nobody has stabilizers anymore because everybody has balance bikes. And I just thought, hallelujah, I'm not going to push Philippa into a hedge one day because she'll know how to ride. It'll be great. Anybody else fancy a little, like, what are you more thankful for kind of thing? Oh, come on, let's go for it. Pink or green? Pinky, think what we got. Are you more thankful for tea or coffee?
Tea more often.
I mean, I think maybe coffee because it maybe, you know, makes mum and dad, you know, function properly. Might be the one. Not sure. Oh, over here. Here we go. Look at this. Who knew we'd find these things out of here, people? Getting there on a green one for us, or maybe a pink. What we got? Okay. And again for you, what do you thank God for most often?
For my family.
That's good. I agree. You can keep hold of that one. Nice. Okie dokie. Let's put a halt to this. Are there any more cookies over there for me? I don't know if you're going to be able to get this one, mate. Are you more thankful for hands or feet?
Feet.
Good work. Oh, super. Thank you, everybody, for being willing to be quizzed on that. So like I've said, we're having a thankfulness morning this morning. Thank you, everybody, who's brought in their food for the food bank. I'm Big Z, by the way. I'm the youth pastor here, which is why I just get to go shove questions in people's faces and tell them to answer them. This morning, we're going to give some thanks to God. We're going to spend some time worshiping. We're going to hear from Sarah, our kids and family worker as well. And we're going to do something a little bit different in the thankfulness theme as well.
Now, as Big C has already said, this morning our theme is all about Thanksgiving and giving thanks. And I've been thinking about how I might say thank you to people. And I wonder if some of these may be familiar to you. As always, I have my little box of tricks for those of you who know me. So there's various ways that we can say thank you to people. The first one may be a natural one for some, an unnatural one for others, my husband. Giving each other a hug and a kiss just to say, thank you so much for what you did for me today. Or thank you so much for my present. How many of you like a little hug as a thank you? Yes, we were at a family birthday last week, and as my sister-in-law was opening her presents for every single present, then she went around every single member of the family to say thank you. It's a very long, drawn-out process, isn't it? So that is one way for us to say thank you. Another way is maybe like the modern way of sending a text to say thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate what you did for me today. And I wonder, is this taking the place of the good old-fashioned thank you letter, or what's this? What might this be? The good old-fashioned thank you card. Now, I don't know how many of you can relate to this. I remember as a child at Christmas having to be sat at the dining table writing thank you cards. Whew, my poor mum. And then I've journeyed that with my own children of like writing 10 or 15 thank you cards. Anybody relate to that? But equally, it's so important to do, and there's nothing quite like receiving a thank you card or a thank you letter in the post, is there? So, Bliss, would you just like to come and hold this up for me? Because that's one way of saying thank you. Now, there may be other ways that we choose. Maybe we might like to choose to give flowers. Thank you so much for the lovely meal you cooked me. Thank you. Sarah, would you like to hold these flowers for us? Thank you for coming today. That's very good of you. So maybe we say it with flowers. Maybe we say it with something exciting for some, maybe not for others, but exciting for me. A bottle of wine or drink or beer, we like to say thank you. So someone saying thank you and you gain a nice little Friday night tipple. So Malachi, would you like to hold this for me? Come on then. Hold it, don't drop it, because that's quite precious. Now, those of you that are a certain age generation, and I include myself in this now, there's another way to say thank you, and there used to be a little song that went with this. And if you ever brought somebody thank you chocolates, you always brought them. That is correct. Who knows the song? Does anyone know the song? That's it. Is it only Tim that knows the song? Wasn't it something about thank you for feeding my cat, thank you for feeding William, or something like that? No, am I? A goldfish? Oh, it's a goldfish. Okay, maybe I'm just on my own here. I didn't think I was the oldest in the church, but maybe I am. So, oh, you were singing it. Well, Trina, would you like to just come and hold these for us then? You can come and stand out here. No, we'll share them later. Can sit. Oh, oh. Okay. So, we've got a thank you card, got a bottle of wine. Now, maybe you like, as a thank you, to take someone out for a coffee. I don't drink coffee, but I'll have a cup of tea. So who likes to go out for coffee? Who's taken friends out for coffee to say thank you? Yes, or a cup of tea? Always comes with a bit of cake. That's right, Diane, isn't it? Would you like to hold that for me? Lovely. Hold it up nice and high so everybody can see. Or, I mean, if you're really, really fancy and you're feeling flush, you might take someone out for dinner as a thank you. Yes? Hopefully there's food on said plate. Anyone like to come and hold this? Come on then. Don't drop it. It's a very expensive plate from the Sarum Hill Centre. We don't want to be one down. Equally, you take someone out for dinner, or maybe you just cook them a meal at home. Kate Robotham, I'm looking at you. Would you like to come and hold these for me? Because you're great at cooking food, because you're great. Thank you. Excellent. So many different ways that we can say thank you to people. We've got a thank you card, we've got a text, we've got a hug, we've got a kiss, we've got flowers, we've got chocolates, all these things. And it's actually really important for us to do that, isn't it? And we're going to find out why that is the case. Oh, sorry.
You guys are allowed to sit down if you'd like, except for Kate. I was interested in what this would be for, with like maybe a thank you picnic or something. I don't know what the blanket was for. So we know that having, and it's a little bit cheesy, but the attitude of gratitude is an important thing. Like, it rewires the way that we think, but it needs to go beyond just being something that we like think. It needs to be something that we enact as well. And when we read in the Bible, we see numerous times the early church and the believers being told that they need to be unified with one another, that they need to be putting their divisions apart, and they need to be building one another up. And how good does it feel when we receive a card, or when we receive a meal, or when we get taken out, especially when it's a surprise, we're not expecting it? Like, does that feel good? Yeah, do we feel good about ourselves? Does it make us want to do more of that thing? And perhaps that might be like, oh, a little bit of a selfish motive. I'm going to give this thing to Susie because, you know, she gives really good cookies in return, or something. But doesn't that just mean that there's more good going on? And actually, that's like not necessarily a bad thing, right? So what we wanted to do this morning, obviously, we're going to spend some time giving thanks to God, because that is like where all sources of goodness come from. And we need to give him what he is absolutely due. But we're told to encourage one another. We're told to build each other up and to strengthen one another. And a really like easy way of doing that is by giving people a little card. So we've got some cards up at the front. This one says, "You're simply the zest." When I was actually looking at it, I thought this is kind of horrifying because this lemon is actually holding what is presumably his juiced friend and smiling. So I don't know who you would want to give that one to, but if we just take it at face value, we're saying that somebody's great. We've got loads of cards and we've got loads of card craft as well for little guys if you fancy doing a bit of doodling. But what we would love is if people took a thank you card, and there's pens and stuff as well, and wrote a thank you card to either give to somebody here, doesn't have to be something big, or to take home with them and give to somebody else, because we know that that encourages people and that builds people up. And what God wants is an encouraged and a built up church and an encouraged and built up people. And sometimes you don't know how important it is to have somebody notice something that you did. And I'm sure that we've got stories where we were just interrupted. We were in a bit of a rut and somebody said, "Oh, thank you for doing that." Or like, "I appreciate this that you did." And it kind of just changes our mindset, right? Like it changes our mood in those places. So we're gonna worship. And during the worship time, we've got an opportunity to give the tithes, give the offerings, to bring any food that you haven't already brought, but absolutely to come and grab a thank you card or a thank you craft, and to think about who you could write for that. Now, he's not in the room, I don't think, but I was thinking as an example, because sometimes we need to set the bar quite low, right? So in Hope Youth, every week we share like our good jobs, and that's just something that has been good, that's gone well for us since the last time we saw each other. And people are like, "Oh, I've got nothing to be thankful for, nothing is good." And we often give like really, you know, it can be small. Like we had somebody in youth, Dan Liriano, for a long time, who was like, he made a good coffee. And that was his thing that he was thankful for. He got quite good at making coffees. And it's like, "My coffee this morning was good." That's okay. It changes the way that we think and it changes the way that we act by being thankful. So some of you who normally sit over here might be really thankful that Simon Asprey has moved and sits over there now. So you might want to just, like, if you really can't think of anything, you might just want to write a card that says, "Thank you, Simon, for moving over there," because you take up loads of room. And he's not here this morning, so what a blessing where if he gets loads of cards through his door that just says, he's expecting all the lovely thank yous, and they're just, "Thank you for moving." I did chat about this with him, so he doesn't mind too much. Maybe somebody writes something nice as well. But I just thought, this is about Thanksgiving and giving and being generous. We can be generous with our words and with our noticing of people. And that's good to do. So, band are going to come back up. They're almost all there. And we're going to have a time of worship together. But I'm just going to encourage you to come and grab this. There are a couple of little baskets. So if I've got a willing young person to help me distribute these to the people who are too afraid to come forward. Do you want to do that? Yeah. Because there are some chickens out there, aren't there? I'm going to get you a penalty to put in there as well. Look at this. Who hates writing in a felt tip? I do. That's gross, isn't it? So you can go and find the people who are too nervous to come out the front. But otherwise, feel free to come out the front and grab something while we worship. And let's try and build each other up with this, yeah? Cool. So, Tim, over to you and the band. Over to everybody that come and get involved. Like I said, card readers on and good if you want to make a financial donation to the McDonald's at the moment, but loads of different ones. You don't have to go zesty. You can be like normal ones as well if you are a bit safe. But that's what we're going to do this morning, and then we're going to come back together after we've worshipped, after we've written our thank you cards, and we're going to give thanks to God, and we're going to encourage each other that way.
Father, we thank you for who you are. Father, we thank you that we can gather here today and we can sing, "You are everything." Father, thank you. You are so worthy. Father, we are so thankful for who you are, for just taking those moments to reflect of what you've done in our lives, and so thankful for the people you've put in our lives too. Father, thank you for your goodness to us, your faithfulness to us, your unchangingness. Father, thank you for who you are. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tim and the band. If I could ask you to take your seats. And thank you so much for participating in doing the cards. We had to have an emergency dash upstairs to get more, so praise God. So hopefully some of you are feeling encouraged, and there'll be others going in the post maybe to people that you thought of. So thank you for that. Now, we've probably just got about 10, 15 minutes left of our time together, and we would love to hear some of your thanks. Of perhaps what's been going on recently or over the year, things you'd like to say thank you for. Appreciate we'd like to squeeze in as many people as possible. So if you can just give a little snapshot of the things you're thankful for, that would be amazing. But I'm just going to start with Tim over here, who would like to share something. So over to you.
Hello. As Bigsy was going about with his pot, I was dreading him coming over here. I think, oh no, I don't want to answer. I don't want to have to like answer a question. But actually, what really overcame me was, as we were singing, how grateful I am and how thankful I am for this church. You know, everybody has put in so much into this church to make what it is. And it's just obvious that, you know, the Holy Spirit is just, you know, so throughout this church and throughout the people here. And yeah, just grateful for the, obviously the building, but everybody, like the teachers who, you know, taught here, the history that's here, you know, there's just so much love here and it's a family. And yeah, just really felt that was speaking to me. So, yeah.
Thank you, Tim. Bixie?
Roaming around as well, so we can keep it as tight as we can. Does anybody over here? Go on, I'm over to Womney.
Here we go.
Thank you. Good morning, church. So I just want to thank God for battles that we don't have to fight, because there are some things God takes care of that we don't know about. So over the summer, we were traveling around the UK doing university tours with my son. And then one of the hottest days in summer, I just had a picture that the car was on fire. And I was like, I prayed a Nigerian prayer. I said, I reject that in Jesus' name. So, and then as I started driving, I looked at the fuel gauge. It was like half tank. But by the time we were getting closer to home, it was almost empty. I was wondering what was going on. But the car kept going. By the time we got home, we had smell of gas in the car. And then I was like, what was going on? I managed to park the car. What we figured was the car was already leaking fuel. We don't know how long it has been doing that. But I'm just grateful that it didn't stop somewhere in the hot sun. And the car burst into flames, and I'm having to look for AA. So I'm like, thank you, Jesus, that I didn't have to fight that battle. So thank God.
Sarah, what are you thankful for?
For my workplace and my friends at work. And also, thank you all for coming to church today.
Amen to that. Thank you. Without you all coming, this wouldn't be happening. So yes, we are thankful for that.
I'm just so thankful at the moment. It's not done and dusted, but it does look like these hostages are going to be going home. And I'm just so rejoicing for them and for their families and for all the food aid that's going to go into Gaza and for people there to be able to rebuild their lives. And just these incredible signs of hope after so much bad news over such a long time, and a president that maybe we thought was a bit of a villain in the US actually proving more than his weight in gold. I think it's just incredible what's happening at the moment, and if God can bring this about, it's an incredible miracle that we can all give huge thanks for.
Bless, I'm coming to you. I saw that hand.
I thank God for waking me up this morning, because every morning is a blessing, a chance of hope, a new hope, and chance to right the wrong.
Amazing. Thank you. Anyone over your side? Raise your hand if you've got something to say.
Here. I think Trina's grateful for the roses that have been forgotten. Still got the box of them.
I'd like to thank God that Max is doing so well on his cancer treatment, and we don't know what the future will be, but at the moment he's doing really well.
Yes.
I just want to thank God for his amazing provision at work, and I just want to thank God for the musicians that prepare so hard to bring the Holy Spirit to our meetings, and I just want to give God thanks to each one of them that work really hard for us, and thank you guys.
I just want to say that I'm thankful for the Thursday nights at the Youth Alpha, or if you do the Friday night, that's cool, and all the delicious food we get. So that's
I'm just thanking God for my daughters, they are doing so well in their school. Just yesterday, one of them, Daniela, just had an award in school. So we're so thankful to God for what he's doing. Praise God.
I just want to say thank you to God for the unseen things that he sees. I had something rather special happen to me this week. I raised two very tall young men. And when they, about 10 years ago, I started, when we were walking through town, I would, if we would be together, we would always stop and talk to any of the homeless people. And I would always ask them to go and buy them a meal. Sometimes we shared the meal with the person, maybe at Burger King, whatever. And somebody told me this week that they saw me doing that. That was so special that somebody observed me doing that with my boys. I was trying to teach them how to be compassionate and kind. And I just started thinking this week about all the things that we do that we think are not recognized, all the things that we experience that we think are unseen. Our Father, your Father in heaven, sees everything. He blesses you and he watches over you.
I am thankful for the joy that I feel every time I step into this building. I am just so joyful. You know, no matter what I feel, when I come in here, I leave everything behind and I just feel the presence of God and the joy. It's just amazing. I'm very thankful for that.
I'm thankful for my, it's my friend Granda's birthday. And I'm happy that I'm going to have a lovely day with him. I'm happy that he'll come to my home and we'll all have a nice birthday party.
I'm thankful for God's mercy, for his favor, for fighting battles, for victory in Christ Jesus, specifically for my family, and I mean my immediate family and extended family, for literal court cases that were won, for, you know, stepping into situations and turning it around. Our God is really real. He's alive. And he's interested in me and my family. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you to Pastor Gary and to the church for welcoming us in this family. And we've felt so much love and so embraced in the last year. So thanks, everyone, for welcoming us.
My teachers.
Thankful for teachers. Thank you. David, you wanted to go twice.
Okay, just thank God again for his healing mercy. You know, last 2 weeks, my dad was sick. He was rushed to the hospital. But thank God that he's doing well now. He's much better now. So we thank God for what he's doing in our family. Thank you so much.
Hello. I want to say thank you. With Robbie, well, we all love coming here, and Robbie has been so made so welcome, and he's so happy here. Every time I bring him, I know he's going to be happy, and as a whole family, we're so thankful. And a grandson.
Anybody else bursting to say something? Now's your moment.
And like I always go in the youth, there's always something to be thankful for, even if we're starting small, so that's okay. I'm going around to Jane. I'm sure it won't be small.
I know Simon would join me with this, but we're very thankful for our 13 grandchildren, each of them, and particularly our new grandchild, Chrissy, who's sitting down there. Very, very thankful.
I'm thankful for this picture here. It is an answer to prayer, and God has been faithful this year. If you can't see, just stand and see, but yeah, so thankful.
I'm thankful for you guys. When I put out a request to say we need people to help do stuff, like practically, and when we need people to help me make stuff for marquees, when I need people to pray on Thursdays and Fridays for our Alpha, when I need people to wash up and do the unfun stuff, you guys come and find me and you say, yeah, I want to help, sign me up. So I'm just really thankful for that. That is the body in action doing literally the dirty jobs, but they really, really, they help us do it. And I'm thankful that therefore the Alpha is able to be really successful at the moment. So I'm grateful to you guys. I'm grateful to God for, yeah, just poking you sometimes and saying, go on, go help him. Jim, what are you thankful for?
Yeah, I want to be thankful for the kids. The kids, I don't know about you oldies, but these children keep me young. I look at them. I mean, they're full of life. I don't know. They just bless me. And if you've got a child, put your hand in the air. I want to bless the mums and the dads that your children will grow up to bless you mightily. Amen.
Okay, do people feel encouraged?
Yes.
Yeah? Tim feels encouraged. Does anybody over here feel encouraged? Malachi feels encouraged, I think. Cool. It's encouraging to hear what God does. Even if we don't need God's healing, it's encouraging to hear that God heals people. Even if we don't need God to bless us with a good day at school, because thank God we don't go to school anymore, it's encouraging to hear that God is blessing people at school. If we don't need to go to Alpha, it's encouraging to hear that Alpha is happening. So it's important for us to share and encourage. And I thought when I was there, I don't know how you guys feel being in the round, facing each other. Maybe it's a little bit weird watching each other worship, perhaps. Maybe it distracts you a bit. It was a blessing seeing people go and give little cards to people and watching faces light up and go like, oh, someone's giving me a card. You've got no idea what's in it yet, but it lights stuff up. And I thought it's a blessing to bless one another and to give thanks and to be thankful. So we're going to draw ourselves to a close there. I'm going to pray. I'm going to give thanks for the offering of food that we've given. We don't do too much in this church about mentioning why we bring it. It's a harvest kind of thing. I'm sure that at school we learn about Harvest Festival, but it is a blessing to bless the food bank that operates out of here every week and is the busiest hub that they have because of where we are. It's a blessing to be a part of that. So I'm going to pray over that. We're going to pray over the offering for the McDonald's. And then Sarah's going to tell me that there's a bunch of stuff I've missed, I'm sure. So let's pray together and let's give thanks. Father God, I thank you that you are the source. You are the beginning. You are the origin of good. You are the origin of creation. And you are an abundant God. Father, I thank you that you actually choose to use us to display your abundance. You could just... and get it all done. You could go, there's food everywhere, there's love everywhere, but you choose to use us. You choose to have us bring a meal to somebody on the street. You choose us to support the food bank. And when we do that, we get to bring you glory and we get to see you at work. So Father, as we look at all these bags and all these pumpkins, Lord, I just ask that you would multiply it, that where we've given a little bit, that you would turn it into a lot. In impact in people's lives, in opportunity for conversation, in safety and in security for people. Lord, we know that's your heart for this, and this is just a token of what goes on. Lord, we ask that you would multiply the impact of that. Lord, I thank you for everybody here, for what they've given, what they've shared, and for the encouragements that have been here. Lord, I ask that you would unite us as people who follow you, who love you, and who want to love and support one another. Amen.